Thank you for calling the. Hello there? The Roundup
Help
team. Oh, there you are. Hi. Emmanuel with the Roundup Help team on a recorded call. Hello there. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Just to confirm, you haven't started a claim with any firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Was it you or a family member that was diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Me. Myself.
Very sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype?
Yeah, it was a B lymphoma.
Large B cell? Okay. And was that your only diagnosis, or have you had several?
No, that's my only diagnosis.
Okay. And what year were you diagnosed? I'm sorry, what date?
I took my test June 1st, 2017. I was diagnosed June 6th of 2017.
June 6th of 2016?
2017.
20, I'm sorry. So 6/6/17. And then did you mostly use the product at home or for work or both?
Yes, at home.
At home
around the house. Yes.
Did anybody else in the household get sick? Any family, friends, or neighbors? Or just you?
No, just me.
Okay, sorry to hear that again. And then give me the address for where you would have had the most exposure to the product.
12 Highland Street.
In what city?
Calumet City.
I'm sorry, so 12 Highland Street, and what is the city?
That is a city, Calumet City, the
okay.
State of Illinois.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. Thank you. So you're in Illinois right now?
Yes.
Has it started to cool down for you guys, or is it still warm?
No, yeah, it's cool. Doing a lot of off and on rain.
Are you a Bears fan?
I mean, you know, I'm a hopeful fan. Just put it like that. Kind of hopeful.
What do you think about Williams? How's he doing for you guys so far? What do you think?
I mean, he scared me now, man. He started off good, but he scared me a lot later.
Yeah, that was a. I mean, it was a good game against the the Texans. That was
Washington.
A good game.
No, I like the Washington, man. That was the best thus far, the Washington game.
Oh yeah, that was a. I mean, they got the Hail Mary at the end. Otherwise, they would have won.
Yeah, man.
And then real quick, this one is asking how old you were when you were diagnosed.
I'm 29.
Okay, so then you were between the ages of 18 to 79, so I'll click that button. And then about how many years would you say you used the product?
About 6 years.
Five, 6 years. 6 years?
Yeah.
So definitely over 10 days and at least 1 year before you were diagnosed, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. And then are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay. And then... I'm going to name off several other ailments that you may or may not have been diagnosed with. I'm going to put no unless you pause me and say that you were. There's hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV/AIDS, autoimmune disease, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes mellitus, Epstein-Barr, lupus, other cancers requiring chemotherapy. No to all those?
No.
Okay, and then have you been transplanted an organ or no?
No.
Okay, and then do you have any family history of cancer or no?
No.
And then your name comes in as Christian, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, and is there a middle name I should add or no?
No.
Okay, and then can you confirm your gender?
Male.
Thank you. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries? Was it something you saw online, maybe on TV, something you read or something a medical professional told you?
No, can you say that again? I'm not understanding.
How did you first learn of the connection? So when did you figure out that you got your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma because of the Roundup?
Oh, I went to the hospital. When I got some tests in and ran on me, I was having a lot of shortness of breath, stomach pain. I was throwing up and diarrhea, that sort of. So I went to the hospital and got some blood tests ran on me.
Okay, so it was your medical professional that told you it might be because of the Roundup use back in
Yeah.
2017 in June? Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Let me put that there. And then this next question asks for your height and weight.
5'9", about 190 pounds.
And then this is your cell, the 224-526-2588.
Yes.
And what's the best email address for you?
Christian, the first name, the word plus, that's PLUS, the number 6 at iCloud.
iCloud.com, okay. And then about how many times a month would you say you use the Roundup?
About 2 or 3 times a month, just
sure.
Normal cutting grass things.
Okay, so we'll say on the low end, just to be safe, 2 times a month, so 24 a year, times 6 years, so about 144 uses, and then we already confirmed that you used it for at least a year before you got diagnosed, and so you would have stopped, like you said, in June of 2017, and then you would have started sometime in 2011. Does that sound correct?
No, I started like March of 2010.
Okay.
And I stopped using it around September of 2016. It was a couple of months before I got diagnosed.
So September of 2016. Perfect. Thank you for the more accurate detail there. And let me put this here. Now, when you applied it, did you normally wear protective gear or not really?
No, not really. Just sprayed it. You know, after I got finished cutting or pulling up the weeds, I'll just spray it.
Use the concentrate and mix it yourself, or was it the premix that had the sprayer that you used? Or
no, I mixed it. I mixed it with some water.
Okay. And about how big was the yard?
I'm not sure exactly, man. It's a pretty big yard. I'll do the front of the house, the back of the house.
So altogether, would you say like a third of an acre, half an acre, full acre, half? What would you say? Just estimate is fine. Ballpark.
I'm not even good with numbers. Let's say about a half acre.
Okay, perfect. Let me put that there. And then this was in the state of Illinois, so let me click that button. And then it was you directly spraying the product, correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then was that home on a well or septic? I'm sorry, well water or city water?
City water.
And were you ever exposed to other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange, or no?
No.
And when you got the product, was it like at a larger place, like a Home Depot or like a Lowe's, Walmart,
yes,
or was it a smaller?
No, I stopped at the Home Depot right down the street from me in Calumet City.
Okay, perfect. And obviously, it's been so long since you used the product last, so you may not have any, and that's okay. But did you keep any receipts or any empty containers, or not really?
Oh, no, I didn't keep that.
Okay. And then have you ever been a smoker or no?
No.
Okay. And then are you currently employed, self-employed, or on a fixed income?
Right now, I'm unemployed.
Unemployed, okay.
I'm unemployed.
And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for disability or workers' comp?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then did you ever lose any time from work because of any treatments?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And what was the facility that diagnosed you, the hospital or medical facility name, and in what city?
It was Northwestern Medicine, and that was in Palos Heights, Illinois.
Okay, let me try and find it here. There it is. Oh, that's a big old hospital. Let me put that in there. And then, do you have, do you recall the doctor's name?
Yes, I do. It was a Dr. William O'Reilly. Yep, that's his name.
Okay. William O'Reilly, perfect. And did you keep any medical records, or will he have any medical records?
No, I didn't keep them, but I authorized you all to, I mean, yeah, he should have them. Yeah, he have them. The hospital
yep,
should have
okay.
them. You all can get them.
Perfect,
yeah.
Thank you. And then let me put the name here, address here. And number here.
Yeah, I have his okay. his number as well, if you like that.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
708-745-9985.
Perfect, thank you. And then do you recall the kind of treatments that they performed? Stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery?
Yeah, I did some chemo and I did some radiation.
And do you recall the date that your first treatment started?
Treatment started, was that June 10th, 2017.
Okay. 2017, 6/10/2017. And then what is your current mailing address?
12 Highland Street.
Oh, it's the one you gave me? Okay, you're still there? Let me put that in there. And then we're just about done here. This next question asks, it says, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. And then the last portion is just the HIPAA medical compliance section to allow the court to get your records. What is your date of birth?
7/12/87.
1987. And then the last four of your social?
9/7/18.
Okay. I'm going to send you an automated DocuSign for a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on the on your screen. So if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to guide you. I actually missed a question here. Are you married or unmarried?
Unmarried.
Alrighty.
That's the same as never been married, correct?
Correct. Okay, so let me see. Let me see why it's... let's see, 1 second. It's okay, it's spinning. It should get to you in a moment. It looks like they added something here. Okay, it shows sent on my end. And then we should be good to go once it
Okay, I'm signing everything now.
Yeah, take your time.
You jumping back to initials.
Okay. Yep, it looks like you completed it, so you are all set. In about a week or two, you should get a call from the firm directly. They're going to introduce themselves and then just double check the work, make sure there's no errors, and then tidy you up in their system. But you're all set for now. Okay, Christian?
Okay.
Thank you.
So should be looking forward to you say they'll give me a call, so
yeah,
there's nothing else you looking for in the mail or anything.
No, yeah. In about 2 weeks, you should get a call from them. So you're all set for now. Other than that, let me actually... Do you have a pen and paper? I'll give you my direct line in case you have questions before they reach out. You can contact me directly. Okay. Name again is Emmanuel, like in the Bible. Emmanuel. And then my direct line here is 949-945-0265. We're in California, so our hours in your time zone are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. I appreciate you, man.
Bye.